Es gazar ze khnesh to bakh khas shag bevam yehud mesach shach shach mdaf payalov. Fragt die Gemara, how could Rabbi Yosef say that the Braisa is teaching that Tumisat Tohoim of Ziva is not made acceptable by the Tzitz? A Braisa says, Rabbi Yosef says, if a Pesach was shechted and offered for a woman on the day after she had seen blood in her Ziva days, meaning to become fully tar, she has to now pass the day without seeing any blood, and she ultimately sees blood on that second day as well, she may not eat the Pesach, but she has fulfilled her Chiyuv and doesn't need to bring another Pesach, since when Bishasti it was brought, she had not yet seen any dam that day. Now during this second day, it's impossible to know she'll see blood and become Tameh, and therefore it has the status of Tumas HaTohim of Ziva. Yet we see that the Pesach brought at that time is acceptable. So the Chari, you see that Tumas HaTohim of Ziva is made acceptable. And for the Gemara, the reason Rabbi Yosi says it's a valid Pesach is because he holds the woman is considered Tameh only from the time she sees the dam on the second day. And the sighting on the second day does not make her retroactively Tameh from the first time she saw the dam the day before. If so, the Pesach was brought while she was Takatar. That's why it's valid. Fidech the Gemara Braisa clearly says that Rabbi Yosi says that when the woman sees blood on the second day, anything she sat on since the first sighting is Tameh, but the Pesach that she brought before the second sighting is valid. We see that he holds she is Tameh retroactively, and yet the Pesach is valid. And for the Gemara, he holds she is Tameh retroactively only the Rabbanon, therefore the Pesach is valid, because that's a Deraisa Shaila. Fidech the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yosi, when the Braisa that was quoted on the last Amid said that the heter of Tumas HaTohim only applies to Tumas HaMeis, should we now say that it comes to teach that Tumas HaTohim applies to the kohen who's performing the avodah on the carbon as well? And for the Gemara, Yosi holds that one may not offer a Pesach for one who is Tomei with Tumas Sheretz. Therefore, the Braisa is teaching that if the owners become Tomei with Tumas HaTohim of Sheretz, the Pesach is not valid. In fact, the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yosi, that the second sighting is not connected to the first, because she's tar until she sees it. How can a woman ever become a Zavah Gedoyla, a woman who sees blood on three consecutive days of her Ziva days, but it's never connected? And for the Gemara, she would have to see either a case would be she would see a straight flow of blood for 3 days, or if she sees blood through the Bein HaShemashes period of two consecutive days, that would be considered as her seeing blood on 3 days with no break between the seeing on one and this consecutive day of the other. Fakting where Rabbi Yosef asked, does the heter of Tumas HaTohim apply to the Kohen who does the Avodah for the Tamid? Because even if we say that it applies to the Kohen who does the Avodah for the Pesach, maybe the Halacha Moshe Messinai says it only applies there, not by Tamid. Or maybe we learn the Tamid from Pesach. Rabbi said we learn Tamid from Pesach via Kal V'Chomer. Fakting where Rabbi Yosef says in the Braisa that we cannot make a Kal V'Chomer to learn from Halacha Moshe Messinai. We cannot use a Kal V'Chomer to learn from Halacha Moshe Messinai. So how can you do it over here? Rabbi said we learn Tamid from Pesach via a Gzeira Shava, like we learned earlier in the Masechta. From where we learn the halacha of Tumas HaTohayim by Nazir and Pesach? After the Gemara, Belazar said, the pasuk by Nazir says, V'chi yamus meis olav, which means it's known to him. That's by Nazir. Where do we learn by Pesach? Rabbi Yechon said, the pasuk by Pesach says, Tomei lenefesh oy b'derech ha'chayka lochem, which we say means, it's known to you, lochem. Rish Lakish said, the pasuk teaches that the meis must be like the derech, the road, which is out in the open. A Braisa says that Tumas HaTohayim is Tumah, which is not known to anyone in the world. According to all of the above sources, it wouldn't be a problem if other people in the world know of the Tumas HaTohayim, because it has to be as long as the person himself doesn't know. The Gemara says Tumas HaTohayim is a Lachal Moshe Messinai, and therefore it can't be known, which teaches it can't be known by anybody. These psukim are only in a smachta. Zok the Gemara Ma'abar Ravashi said that Tzitz provides acceptance for Tumas HaTohayim that became known after the Zrika, because the Zrika was done properly. However, if it became known before the Zrika and the Zrika was done anyway, the Tzitz would not provide, or the Hartzah would not provide acceptance for that. Zok the Gemara Braisa says if a person became Tomei with Tumas HaTohayim, he is Tomei with regard to Truma, but is Tar with regard to Nazir and Pesach. Presumably, this means that although he is now aware of the Tumah, he still may go ahead and have the Zrika performed. And the Gemara Ma'abar Ravashi must have said that even if he became aware before the Zrika, the Zrika and weight still may be performed as long as it became known after the Shechita. The Gemara says the Braisa quoted above continues and says that he is Tummy with regard to Truma only if there's no way that he was able to pass the road without having walked over the mace at the source of this Tumas HaTohayim. If there is a place for him to have possibly walked around it, he is Tummy for Truma as well. However, this is only if the mace is complete. If the mace is dismembered, he is Tar because he may have walked in between the pieces. But if the mace is in a kever, then even if the mace is dismembered, he is Tummy because the kever joins the pieces into one. Also, this is only if he was walking on foot. If he was riding or walking while carrying a burden, he's tummy because then he bends over and likely made himself as an oil over the mace. Finally, the only time he's considered tar for the Nazir or the Pesach is when it is Tumas HaTohayim, which means that no one in the world knows of its existence of the Raisa. We can assume that to be the case where the mace is covered with straw, earth, or rocks. However, if it's covered by water, or in darkness, or in the crevices of rocks, it's surely somewhat noticeable, and therefore not considered to be Tumas HaTohayim. Tumas HaTohayim, Zok the Braisa ends off, Tumas HaTohayim only applies for Tumas Meis.